This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don't be thrown off by all the nonsense that's going on with the shooters and everything else. Things will always settle back to normal. And the bad news for the Democrats is normal is not very good. Normal, they like the chaos, but they don't like the chaos when it's going to fall back on them. And it's going to fly back. You want to talk about the proverbial crap hitting the fan. It is about to. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I don't say these things to assuage my audience to make you feel comfort in my words. They're just words, mere words. I tell you these things because they are my honest observations about what's happening in the world. And generally speaking, we're right. Even AOC. I predicted a while back, I said, you're going to watch the minimalization of AOC at some point. And I admit it, I was wrong because I thought it was going to come quickly. It's starting to come now. Look at the challengers that she's starting to get. Black Democrats who are very sane in their policy. Veteran Republicans, people that are going to put up a legitimate challenge to her and make her have to really work. I'm going to make a prediction. She's not going to win the next time around. Now, she's going to have a lot of funding. She's going to have a better ground game. But understand what happened to her recently. We talked about it the other day. She lost two key staffers, communications director and her campaign manager. Gone. Chief of staff, not campaign manager. Chief of staff. Gone. A very big signal for what's happening in the Democratic Party. One of their poster children is now on Front Street. Remember when Trump would lose somebody and what was the big deal? Oh, look at all this staff turnover. She loses two people in a day. Not a word. They're happy. The shooter buried it. Epstein, about to turn state's evidence. Many leftists are talking about, oh my gosh, some of our friends are going to get caught up in this mess. This Nimbizabit, whatever, the child pedophile ring that got broken up out of Hollywood. All these leftists are trapped in this stuff. Mueller, losing it, suffering from some form of dementia known as the truth shall set you free. That's a dementia too for the Democrats. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. So glad you're here. What can we, you know, I'm thinking about all the breaking news, all the things that are happening. You know what's more interesting to me? The things surrounding it. What you need to be really looking at in order to understand the world around you. The fact that you are winning. You, as a conservative, you're winning. And you want to know something else that's kind of interesting? You probably hadn't thought about it. You're getting used to winning. But don't misunderstand me. Some of you are still fearful. I told a friend of mine, actually two of my black friends. I said, do you know what stands in your way of success? Let me just tell you point blank. You. One of my buddies, we're trying to put him in a movie, trying to build his career. I say to him, I need headshots in your bio. Ask me how long it took for him to finally get me both of those. You want to know? Go ahead, producers, ask me. Okay, they've asked me. Over a month. And here's what's even more interesting. It wasn't, if I hadn't said anything, I still wouldn't have him. I had to bug him. And then I called him and I said, look, man, I don't know what else I can do for you. I can bring a horse to water, right? But I can't make him water ski. Why are you not getting me back? Kev, I was having this conversation with my mom. She said the same thing. Sometimes you stand in your own way. And he gives me the lecture that his mom got. I said, well, it's good to know me and your mom are thinking on the same thing, but you aren't. So here's what I'm saying to you, conservatives. I can lead you to water, but you have to change your attitude. You have to be the one that says, you know what? I got this. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be pushed around, backed down, bullied, or anyway. I'm going to voice my opinions on social media, with family and friends at Thanksgiving, at the water cooler. I don't care. I don't care what you think about me. You're going to know. Because you know what you do? Your actions empowers others. That's what your actions do. It empower others to feel that way, to think for themselves. You want to know the best thing you can give to your children or your grandchildren or the people around you is to give them a sense of worth, a sense of self, that they matter, that their opinions matter. Every time you back down and your kid, you're at home talking about, you know, I really like Donald Trump. And then somebody gets out and they go, I can't stand Trump. And you say nothing. You want to know what your kid does? Your kid watches you die of death. A coward's death. You should, I mean, I ain't trying to brag or anything, but watch my son when somebody talks about Trump. My son will say it. He'll be, we love Trump in our family. He'll speak up before I will. I mean, that's how much of a conservative this kid is. And you know why he doesn't? One, because he believes it. And two, he knows Dad has his back. He has zero fear. We were in New York. He asked me, he says, Dad, I'm going to wear the MAGA hat. I go, okay. He wore it. He wore the MAGA hat. And we walked around. They're talking about, oh, people getting beat up. I dare any New Yorker or New Yorkers touch that kid in the MAGA hat. Watch what happens. You'll be, man, it would have been ugly. But he wore the MAGA hat. Had two of them. We were up there for the gold gloves. He and his buddy. You fuel the people around you by your actions. And we have an opportunity now, folks. And we better not squander it. Because you are not going to get another Trump. We were waiting on a Reagan. And we got better than Reagan. And you know what you're doing. You're squandering it. You're squandering it. Don't do it. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. I want to dare the Democrats to do something. I want to dare them to live up to whatever it is that they think they, you know, when they talk about the economy, they talk, we're going to raise taxes on the rich, and we're going to reinstitute Obamacare, and we're going to bring in illegals and open borders. I dare. Do it all. Do it all. And in the next segment, I don't have time in this segment, I'm going to make them another dare. I dare you. They've been, who are we going to get Donald Trump? We're going to get him illegally in any way they can. I'm daring them right now. Do it. Do it. And here's the deal. If you got a Democrat friend out there, somebody that was pro-Hillary, particularly if they're willing to listen, ask them what their thoughts are right now about their stinky party, their skanky party. Skank, skanks. That's what they are. Ask them what their feelings are. Do some poll testing on your own. Don't rely on me, and certainly don't rely on Rasmussen or Harvard Poll or, you know, Quinnipiac or whatever. They're all lying to you. Go out and ask people what your thoughts are. Say, look, no dog in the fight. It's completely not, you know, I'm not, this isn't going anywhere. Who are you for? Trump or whoever the Democrats pick? See what you get back. We got to take a short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Y'all want some funny news? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You guys know who the creepy porn lawyer is, right? Michael Avenatti? Yeah. Represented Stormy Daniels. Then got in trouble for girlfriend abuse or something, I don't know. You know, two sides to every story. I don't care. Whatever. Avenatti's just a creepy dude. Avenatti's one of these guys that he wants the spotlight so bad, he'll do anything for it. I mean, we know some of these people. We know them in the conservative movement. I don't happen to be one of them. To my detriment. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. You guys get mad at me. Kevin, you need to be front and center, man. I had a guy write to me, and I told you guys the other day, he wrote to me, he says, man, how have you escaped me? I'm a political dude. I think I know everybody. How have you escaped me? Heard the show, went back, listened to a bunch of shows, and said, man, you are awesome. I don't know how I escaped you. Look, I'm out and about in public. People recognize me all the time. I'm still shocked. I haven't been on Fox since late September of last year. People still recognize me. So there you go. I don't know how I escaped you. Anyway, Michael Avenatti says he's going to revisit a 2020 presidential run. He claims he's one of the few effective fighters. This is a dude who owes his partner four or five million bucks, who, I mean, can't get a client anymore because of the Swetnick deal, ruined the Democrats' attempted demolition of a good man, Brett Kavanaugh. And effectively kind of got me fired in a strange kind of way. I got myself fired. I ain't going to blame Avenatti. But the fact that he brought Swetnick, he brought Swetnick into the mix, I couldn't help myself. Oh, man. It was just too funny. I went to 10 gang rapes and Kavanaugh put them together. And it was just awful. Anyway, Avenatti says he wants to give it a shot, 2020 again. And remember, Democrats egged this dude on to be president. They egged him on. Michael Avenatti, you could be president, man. You've got the look they want to know better. You've got the look that brings it all together. What was that old? That was an old commercial, like Clairol. That wasn't Clairol, was it? Jordache, I don't know, some old school commercial. But anyway, the idea that Michael Avenatti actually, it makes me wonder, what rat hole did you crawl out from under and think that people forgot about who you are? Unbelievable. Says he puts his odds of running at 50-50, he'll make a final decision in the next few months. I'm going to read his statement. I don't think I need to make a final decision for a number of months. I have the name ID. Everyone knows I'm one of the few effective fighters that the Dems have. Yeah. He's adopted the catchphrase, basta, or enough, during frequent attacks on President Trump. He announced on December the 4th, 2018, that he would not run for president. He was considering joining the Democratic field and had received words of encouragement from journalists like Brian Stelter, who said that at that time his family opposed the presidential bid, which might have been why he put a beat down on his girlfriend. Why you not opposing me? Michael Avenatti thinks he's a viable presidential candidate. Democrats, seriously, if you're listening to the program, I would love to get your opinion about creepy porn lawyer deciding he's going to run in the field. Get in the mix. When you've got 20-something people running, the Democrats are right now trying to figure out how do we get rid of some of this dead weight. Hey, I have a suggestion. Get rid of them all. They're all dead weight. Joe Biden doesn't have the energy nor the intellect to be president. He's as crooked as they come. You know what, Joe Biden? Joe Biden decided I couldn't make a living with my own brain. So I've watched Hillary Clinton and Barack be corrupt. I'm going to set up a corrupt thing. I'm going to start being a gangster with these countries. And he became a gangster with Ukraine and China and other places. And he got his son, Hunter, the dope head, the dope fiend, a heck of a deal. I mean, look, I'm all for dads, you know, be there for your kids no matter what. No matter what, no matter how bad they treat you. Look, I got kid issues out the wazoo. My oldest son has got all kinds of. He's a smart kid. He's a bright kid. He's running a company out in California. He's a bright kid, but he's got anger issues. This kid needs a lot of help. I wouldn't abandon him. He's going to treat me with respect, you know, because there are times in my life where he'll blah, blah, blah. And I go, I don't give a crap what you think about me. I'm your dad, and you're not going to treat me like I'm some, you know, ragamuffin. You can forget about it. And we've gone long periods of time without talking. I'm just giving you real talk. Because I'm going to be your father. I'm not going to be your best friend. And now, but I'll always be here for you, even if you are a crackhead. Or in the case of my kid, sometimes can act like he's a dummy. He's a brilliant kid that has no interpersonal skills whatsoever. And he's newly married. His wife will figure it out, and she'll come, hey, Mr. Jackson, Dad, whatever she decides to call me. But the point is that, you know, we all deal with stuff. And I don't mind Joe Biden helping his son. But helping him by being a gangster to Ukraine, is not the way to do it. Helping him by doing crooked deals with China, using America as your bargaining chip, is not the way to do it. And that's what Biden did. That's what Biden did. I've said to Democrats, I'm not trying to coach. I'm not trying to trick you. There's no tricks on this show. I don't have a dog in a fight. If Joe Biden was the best candidate, I tell you, let Joe Biden run. Let him go after Donald Trump. If he was a legitimate foe, Joe Biden is an idiot. He's an idiot, and he's a crooked idiot. He's been sold out. He did it for the money. Joe Biden loves the accolade. He loves the feeling of being, you know, thought of as, you know, in the highest regard. And the only way he could achieve that is on the back of somebody else, because he's never going to get that for himself. And Democrats can fool themselves with polls or whatever else they want, but go for it. I've told them, no dog in the fight. Joe Biden is the worst candidate you could pick. Go with somebody fresh and new. Here's the problem. You got nobody. But that isn't the issue at hand. I'm just telling you, Joe Biden is not the guy. The same way I warned Democrats, Hillary Clinton is not the lady. She's not the candidate you want. You know, when you can't bring Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, if you put them together right now and said, we're going to have a Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, whatever, you couldn't get 100 people to pay for that ticket. And you want me to believe that people care about them, that they are players in the political mainstream? Nobody cares about them. But they care about Trump. And these rallies prove it every single time he does one. So I keep telling Art and many others that listen to this program, stop bugging me with your woe is me and Kevin, are you sure and all that. I'm as sure as I could possibly be. There's nothing that's going to make me any more sure. Donald Trump will easily win re-election. We will take back the House. Nancy Pelosi will lose the gavel. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are headed to El Paso, Texas, after visiting a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Both cities were shaken by mass murders over the weekend. The Trumps visited some injured victims and thanked first responders for their quick action. Democratic Senator from Ohio Sherrod Brown met the president at the airport.
The last thing that I said to the president before he left, we had just met with police officers in the hospital in a conference room, and the president said, we want to give honors and awards to these police officers. And I said, Mr. President, respectfully, and a group of, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 people, respectfully, the most important thing you can do for these police officers is take these assault weapons off the streets.
And beginning September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages as the company did not renew its contract with Amazon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to imagine the fear that you'd be experiencing right now if you were a Democrat. If you were a Democrat with a brain, what fear would you be experiencing? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, Democrats are scared little beast by nature, which is why they're so manipulative and they're conniving. Scoundrels, cutthroat. That's what they are. They get mad when I tell them about themselves, but I'm here to give you the truth. If Republicans were that way, which by the way, they're weak-kneed sissies for the most part, but if they were like the Democrats, and many of them are because we can lump all of them together when we call them leftists. There are leftist Republicans who are the same thing. They are scum. They are pond scum. Let's just be honest about it. I know, look, there are people out there listening to me saying, Kevin, you're just trying to make entertaining radio. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what they are. Give me the worst form of human being, and I'll tell you what they are. These guys are, to call them rats is to disrespect rats. You get what I'm saying? Swamp rats. So that's what they are. And I want you to imagine everything that they know. Let me put it this way. You as a conservative, you say to yourself, I don't want to take advantage of anybody wrongly. In other words, fair. If I do a service for you, I want that service to be good. I want you to feel it's a win-win, yada, yada, yada. Democrats are looking for ways to scam you. It's like black folks. We talk about the hookup. Okay, and I'm not talking about hooking up sexually. I'm talking about the hookup. Like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to come up to the chicken joint. You give me a hookup, meaning give me a couple of extra pieces. Give me a little bit extra. Give me something for nothing. Because the hookup means that somebody else took the hit. But in the Democrats' world, in the leftist world, it's just invisible. Nobody took a hit. The only person that took a hit was the chicken. You know what I'm saying? So what? Somebody had to find it, make it, you know, process it, et cetera, and it costs money, and you're technically robbing for somebody. They don't care. They're the ones that run insurance scams. They do it all. That's what a leftist does. You are looking for a fair deal. You know what I mean? Your car gets hit. You say, look, get me back on the road. You're not like, oh, I think I left my Rolex in there, you know? You're not trying to figure out a way to scam the system. Leftists do. Don't misunderstand me. There are some conservatives who are really conservatives, and they, yeah, man, I'm going to get over it. You know, this insurance company's been taking advantage of me for years, yada, yada, yada. I get that. I'm not trying to exonerate us as human beings. We want to get our pound of flesh, but we do it with some form of equity involved. A leftist doesn't care if it ever works out equally. They don't care. They will go without insurance, get it, scam the insurance company, then go without insurance again. You get what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying. So they're scummy. And I want you to understand they know it. They know when they've done a crime. It's like when Bill Clinton finger wagged and told us, why are y'all coming after me for what you know that I did? You know that I had sexual relations with that girl. But he's mad at us, right? He's mad at us for daring to question him as an elitist. He's a corn-fed, you know, country white boy, effectively white trash from Arkansas, that found himself in the elite circles because that's where people put him. So he was better than we as Americans, and how dare we question his having sex with an intern? How dare we? You understand? Cunning, manipulative, conniving, cutthroat. And he got found out. And that's what made him mad. It isn't what he did. He's not even embarrassed. It was you found out. That's what the left hates. So here's what you've done. You found out that they've tried a coup against the president. They're mad. You found out that they are pedophiles that run pedophile rings in Hollywood and other places, and they're mad. You found out that they will manipulate to get their kids into the best colleges while relegating yours to community college and so on, and they're mad. You found out that baby black Jesus was really worthless as a pocket on the back of your shirt, and Donald Trump is an effective president, and you knew this, and they've now found this out, and they're mad at you because you keep getting it right. Look, I've already lectured you guys many times on the psychology of being wrong. None of us like it. It's a terrible feeling. I'm not talking about, oh, I should have made a left and made a right or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something you believe, something you've been taught, and you find out it's wrong. It could be minuscule. It could be something from your childhood, you know, like, hey, don't put eggshells in the disposal because it'll hurt it. And you're like, what? That's what the disposal is for everything. Yeah, but not for eggshells. And then somebody goes, why would it not be for eggshells? And then you go, oh. And it's because your mom or your dad told you, don't put those eggshells in there. For whatever reason. They don't have any reason. My grandfather was, he was very, very old. Well, by the time he was raising me, he was well into his 50s. And so he's got this new set of kids, and, you know, we're questioning everything, and this guy's got nothing but, he's got a sixth grade education, he's old school, he doesn't have an answer for things, it's just what people told him. And here I am, this curious little precocious kid going, but why, huh, explain that, please explain. You know, can you imagine, you've got a sixth grade education, and you've got a kid with the level of intellect that I have and the curiosity, asking you everything. You're just giving me any answer. You don't know. And I think back on the things my grandfather would say, and I go, that makes no sense. No sense. But that's what he was told. And so Democrats, they figured it out. It makes no sense, the stuff that they think about. It makes no sense. And you're going, but why? But why? But why? But why? And they're going, the way my grandfather would do when I finally exasperated, just shut up. He would finally just say, shut up. Because he was out of runway. You know what I mean? He had no more answers. I talked earlier about the Democratic Socialists. Here was their convention rules. No, quote, aggressive sense in the room. smells, odors, no aggressive scents in the room. Don't be wearing perfume, cologne, body lotion that has a smell to it. We don't want any scents in the room. Yeah. Get this. Here was another rule. No misuse of doors. I don't even know what that means. No interacting with cops. This is the posted rules of the Democratic Socialists at their convention that was held in Atlanta the other day. No talking to the press. Yeah. Just to give you a few things. I'm just telling you, folks, the Democrats are crazy. They're crazy. We are wide open. We represent America. Come talk to us. Let's have a discussion. We can debate this, whatever. And then walk away and go, okay, I agree, I disagree. Leftists can't do it. They don't even want you to wear certain products. What was that? We played that clip. Point of order. Why are you using the wrong pronouns? Point of order. What else are the Democrats mad about? You want to know what they're mad about? They're mad that Donald Trump is going to visit El Paso, Texas. They're mad about this. Look, I don't know where. Did Barack Obama go to San Bernardino? Did Barack Obama go to Pulse nightclub or Miami to console the LGBT community after a Muslim shot it up? Did he go to any of the schools? Well, look, I don't know what a president's role is, but I would say for President Trump to say, I'm going to go down and visit the citizens of El Paso to understand more about what happened. Legitimate. But the left are mad. How dare he go down there? Like Trump, first of all, there's no gun debate for me. I don't even get into a gun debate. What do you need all those guns for? Because I want them. You really want to get a leftist off, an anti-gun leftist, just say, because I want them. The same reason why I can collect cars, the same reason why I can collect machetes, the same reason why I can collect stupid leftists the way I'm collecting you right now. I just want it. I don't have to rationalize anything to you to protect myself. It's like asking somebody, why do you train in the martial arts? Why do you care? If you don't want to, don't do it. But I'm going to protect myself in multiple ways. But anyway, they're mad at President Trump. As if he's a gun manufacturer, as if he's NRA, as if he did the shooting. None of this matters. And of course, what are we doing? Well, we got to address the guns again, right? We're all a flutter. Oh, let's go look at the gun legislation one more time. Let me tell you, you can look at the gun legislation all you want. It's called the Second Amendment. And it isn't going to change.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
year.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to imagine the fear that you'd be experiencing right now if you were a Democrat. If you were a Democrat with a brain, what fear would you be experiencing? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, Democrats are scared little beast by nature, which is why they're so manipulative and they're conniving, scoundrels, cutthroat. That's what they are. They get mad when I tell them about themselves, but I'm here to give you the truth. If Republicans were that way, which, by the way, they're weak-kneed sissies for the most part, but if they were like the Democrats, and many of them are, because we can lump all of them together and we call them leftists. There are leftist Republicans who are the same thing. They are scum. They are pond scum. Let's just be honest about it. I know, look, there are people out there listening to me saying, Kevin, you're just trying to make entertaining radio. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what they are. Give me the worst form of human being, and I'll tell you what they are. These guys are, to call them rats is to disrespect rats. You get what I'm saying? Swamp rats. So that's what they are. And I want you to imagine everything that they know. Let me put it this way. You as a conservative, you say to yourself, I don't want to take advantage of anybody wrongly. In other words, fair. If I do a service for you, I want that service to be good. I want you to feel it's a win-win, yada, yada, yada. Democrats are looking for ways to scam you. It's like black folks. We talk about the hookup. Okay, and I'm not talking about looking up sexually.
This
I'm talking about
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You heard it. I laid it out in the two angles. The one thing Democrats made clear in the second round of debates is that there is a clear divide between the radicals and Joe Biden. Here now to break down the words and phrases that mattered is pollster Frank Luntz. Okay, Frank, I want to start with Biden. Now, he's being called the moderate one up there, but there was one radical suggestion. Watch.
I have the only plan that mimics the ability of insurance companies to charge unreasonable prices, flat out, number one. Number two, we should put some of these insurance executives who totally oppose my plan in jail for the 9 billion opioids they...
First off, did you hear the audience reaction to it? And I was there in the hall for both debates. And I want to make it clear to the viewers that this is not a fight for the soul of the Democratic Party. That fight is over. And the hostility of these Democratic candidates, most of them, to corporate America, to CEOs, to those who've been successful, is significant. The language that I heard in the last 48 hours is language I've never heard from any mainstream Democrat. And every time you went anti-corporate, anti-CEO, anti-success, the audience just lit up with applause.
Now, I want to move on to night one and something said by Bernie Sanders and Warren that struck you. Let's watch.
Our biggest problem in Washington is corruption. It is giant corporations that have taken our government and that are holding it by the throat. And we need to have the courage to fight back against that.
If anybody here thinks that corporate America gives one damn about the average American worker, you're mistaken. Stand up and take on the greed and corruption of the ruling class of this country.
Frank, isn't that what Obama said he was going to do? I mean, standing up for the little guy. So can they replicate what Trump has already done?
This is so much more extreme. Holding the government by the throat, it's graphic, it's visual. And I say to every CEO who's watching right now and every corporate executive, they're after you.
Welcome back, everybody. That was just a taste of the post-debate wrap-up by Frank Luntz. And Luntz, I watched him. I told this story before. I watched Luntz on election night for Obama, and he was like a little kid in a candy store. But I think it's like with most people, most of these left-leaning moderates, they've come to their senses. And I've been explaining that on the program. I've read tweets where, you know, Valerie Jarrett will say something about Obama, and people say, I voted for him twice, and I will never vote for a Democrat again. That's all over the place. But, you know, let me tell you what most people that didn't vote for Trump are saying. A lot of people, not most, but a lot of people that didn't vote for Trump are saying, you know what? I should have voted for him. But when you voted for Obama, I don't know of anybody who said, man, I sure missed my chance to vote for Obama. I could have voted for him. Do you know anybody like that? Please let me know. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know anybody that went, man, I hate I didn't vote for Obama. But I know a lot of people that wish they voted for Trump that said, you know what, I should have voted for Trump. Or I'll vote for Trump again. And I know many more people that say, I voted for Obama and I'm not voting for the Democrats ever again. I know a lot of people that have written to me and have said that. Now, they could be lying, but I don't think they are. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I played that clip because what I wanted you to understand is that Frank Luntz is a moderate, a left-leaning moderate. And he gets it. He's saying, I've never seen the left go this far, where they're blaming the people who make this country great, the people who are the reason America is what it is, the people who are willing to put their capital, their time, their energy. I mean, if you've ever built a company, you take it personally when you hear these people talk like this. Because you know what it takes, what you put into it. You know the neglect of your spouse. You know the neglect of your children. You know the neglect of your friends. You know the neglect of the things that you actually do enjoy doing, but because your product or service you feel like is going to make a living for you and provide something that eases the life of others, you're willing to do it. And you gladly do it. It is a sacrifice. It was like, I saw this kid, he won some award, he was a gay kid, and you know, like a design award. And he got the award and he started crying and he says, he's a black kid, and most of these people think, you know, when you get an award like that, I thank my mom, you know, he won like 50 grand or something. And he goes, I want to thank my dad. He says, my dad was a truck driver and he was gone all the time. He says he was gone in order to make a living for us. Now, while I miss my father, I understand what he was doing. He was the breadwinner for our family. The more miles he put in, the more money that we made. He financed my education that allowed me to win this award. He's not thanking his mom. His mom's with him every day. Now, I'm not saying this isn't a man versus woman thing. It's not a husband versus wife or father versus mother. It's just or an observation of a guy that he's not taking his mother for granted, but he understands what the role of his dad was. And let me tell you, this is where I get into the feminist movement that just really pisses me off. How many men sacrificed, couldn't go to the kids' game, couldn't go to graduate, couldn't go to whatever because they had to go make a living? Now, there are people that go, well, Kevin, you can't miss those proud moments of your kids. That's just what your job, your role as a father. That's easy to say if you're making it, you know, if you've got it down pat. But when you're living paycheck, and when your livelihood of your family depends on your paycheck, and you can make double time by working that Sunday or whatever else. So you miss church, you miss those events or whatever, you miss the barbecues, you miss the special moments of your children. That is what men have been doing since the dawn of time. Now, women go, we're out here, you know, taking care of our kids and all this stuff in these misogynistic patriarchal societies. Patriarchal, my butt. Let me tell you something. My first three sons, older than my youngest, are, you know, as much as I did spend time with them, it wasn't as much as if I could go back in retrospect, I'd spend more. But I took them to karate tournaments. I took them, you know, to baseball. I took them to track meets. I took them to the things that they needed to do. But not to the degree that did my fourth son, because by the time he came along, I was in a different financial situation, a different phase of life. And so he got to, you know, he's right there with everything. And I'm happy for that. I'm happy that, you know, I can make sure he's trained in all these different things, and it's a different experience, right? But so I could see my older boys going, you know, what, oh, Dad, you know, you weren't around all for all that stuff for us, you know? But I could also see them saying, we get it. We get it. Anyway, I want to go back to these crazy leftists who, as Frank Luntz was alluding to, they've become extreme. So right now we've had a few shootings. Now we've had the same number of people killed in any given time. It just turns out that 22 of them or whatever got killed in El Paso, and 14 got killed in Dayton. And so suddenly, now guns is back as an issue. So what happens? Joe Biden says we need a national gun buyback.